Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
The world has yet to see what God can do with and for and through and in by the man who is fully and wholly consecrated to him. I will try my utmost to be that man. These are the words of the great revivalist D.L. Moody. Moody was an uneducated layman, never having more than a fourth grade education. Yet he started a college, established two major publishing companies, and preached to more people than anyone except Billy Sunday and Billy Graham. D.L. Moody was the sixth of nine children born to Edwin and Betsy Moody in 1837 in Northfield, Massachusetts. His father died suddenly when he was 4 years old. The creditors descended on their property. Immediately, his mother's brothers came to the rescue, bringing firewood to their cold house. The local minister, Reverend Edmund, also came to their rescue, encouraging the family to stay together, which they did, attending church together and always eating the Sunday dinner together. At the age of 10, Moody began of necessity working away from home, and at the age of 17, went to Boston to seek his fortune. Moody had a stubborn streak, and when he asked his uncle for a job at his shoe store, his uncle replied, "Dwight, I'm afraid if you come in here, you will want to run the store yourself." His uncle then made him promise to follow orders, attend church, stay out of trouble. Upon these conditions, Moody became his uncle's best shoe salesman.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.